Greetings, particularly on this your birthday.
Thank you.
Age, greatest illusion of all things.
Yes.
Time itself is as nothing. But nevertheless, to you, still on earth, time has its place and plays its part. But you, yourself, have overcome much that is associated with time as you know it, by the power and the love of the Spirit, by the knowledge and the teachings that you have received, and by that power of Spirit which is beyond earthly comprehension, thou hast been enabled to go forth into the world, giving light in the darkness. Here and there we pierce the darkness of materialism, and the shaft of light that falls here and there upon this and that one illumines the mind, and the spirit is rejoiced by it. Truly are many brought into the light of the spirit by the efforts that we make. This is our work, this is our joy, this is our happiness. And it is truly a great event for me, for all of us here, when we are enabled to communicate in this fashion. I look forward to this so much, my child,
yes,
as I know you do.
Of course. So I feel very, very close to you. All yesterday I did.
Yes, child. Strange how the eve of your birthday you had no spiritual work to do in
yes,
an active sense. And yet all around and about you the power of the Spirit was manifest.
Mm-hmm.
We were close unto you yesterday, child.
Yes, I felt it. Can you explain why last Saturday I had a lovely service, and then Sunday the dress was good, but the clairvoyance was patchy. Couldn't get it anywhere.
Yes, child, this is understandable, and surely you should realize this only too well.
There
are bound to be times when it is very difficult for us, and of course so much depends on the recipients of the messages, and then again, of course, sometimes there is a confusion that arises. Many souls gather round. Sometimes souls give a message which may not necessarily be for the person or persons in the hall at the time, but there may be messages which can be relayed, if they're received by some soul, to the right person.
Yes.
But this is perhaps from your point of view not sufficient an answer. But at the same time, there are so many aspects of this complexity that we cannot perhaps explain fully to you. But a great deal does depend on the conditions that are prevalent at the time,
yes,
upon the people and their act, their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many who are set in their way and in their thought and are only desirous of receiving certain things that they have set their heart upon.
Mm-hmm.
And that which one may give may seem remote or unconnected, and at the moment cannot link, or perhaps are not sufficiently anxious to link with that which we give. But this may then can only be assumed to be something which can be placed at a later date, and perhaps can be transmitted by them to some other soul who will understand the message.
Yes. Yes,
and of course there are many complexities.
Yes. And I feel responsible, and I don't really often have a service like that, but I felt there was some condition there that I couldn't overcome.
Yes, child, but this must be expected.
Mm.
But it's very seldom, a bit rare that this happens.
Yes, but it worried me a little.
I know, child. But there were so many who understood nothing, could understand very little of what was given. But you know, sometimes people in an audience, they may recognize something that has been given out and do not like to acknowledge or speak up. They do not like to draw attention to themselves in an audience.